This is Akashwani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held today. Voting will be held for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. All arrangements are in place at three places to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. A total of 883 candidates are in the fray in Keralam. In Puducherry, 294 candidates are contesting the elections. In Assam, a total of 722 candidates are in the fray in the polls. Meanwhile, today is the last date for withdrawal of nominations in Tamil Nadu and the first phase in West Bengal, as well as for filing nominations for the second phase in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will take place on the 4th of next month. By-elections to the 28th Koridang Assembly seat in Nagaland and the Dharmnagar Assembly seat in Tripura will also be held today. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is arriving in Haldia, West Bengal today for the election campaign. The Prime Minister will address a public rally at Haldia Township, followed by rallies in Asansol and Suri Birbhum. Meanwhile, BJP leader and Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has arrived in the Bengal to participate in party programs. Today, Mr. Chauhan will head to Singur to attend a farmers' meeting, followed by a convention of the Savrankar community at the National Library in Kolkata. BJP National President Nitin Nabin will travel from Siliguri to Malda on this morning. The Union Cabinet has approved 41,534 crore rupees nutrient-based subsidy for phosphatic and potassic fertilizers for this year's Kharif season. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday about Union Cabinet's decisions. Nutrient-based subsidy rates will be effective from the 1st of this month to the 30th of September this year. Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet has also given its nod to the second phase of Jaipur Metro from Prahladpur to Todimur in Rajasthan.
A 41-kilometer-long metro stretch in Jaipur has been approved. It has been added to Jaipur's already operational Phase 1. The Phase 2 will be from Prahladpura to Todimur. The total outlay for this project is 13,038 crore rupees and it will be completed in about 5.5 years.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has chaired the third meeting of the group of ministers in West Asia in New Delhi and reviewed measures in view of the evolving situation in the region. During the meeting yesterday, the minister directed all departments to maintain a high level of preparedness, coordination and resilience to effectively deal with any eventuality. The ministry stated that the government is ensuring uninterrupted availability of LPG, petrol, diesel, fertilizers and other essential commodities across the country. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has announced to reduce landing and parking charges for a domestic carrier by 25% for a period of 3 months amid the global disruptions. A special NIA court in Bengaluru has convicted four Bangladeshi nationals in a transnational human trafficking case and sentenced them to 3 years of rigorous imprisonment. The accused had earlier pleaded guilty to illegally entering India through the Benipale, Jashore and Akhura routes. Union Minister of Power Manohar Lal will begin a four-day visit to Bhutan today to strengthen cooperation between the two countries in the hydropower sector. The Ministry of Power said during the visit, the minister will review the progress of key bilateral hydropower projects, including the Punarang Shangshu 1 and Punarangshu 2 hydroelectric projects, which are central to India-Bhutan energy cooperation. In wrestling, India Greco-Roman wrestlers added three more medals to their tally at the Asian Championship 2026 in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan yesterday. Nitesh Sivaj won a silver medal while Prince and Sachin Sharwat secured bronze medals in their respective categories. Now Indian Greco-Roman wrestlers have finished the championship with a total of five medals. Earlier, Lalit Sharawat had won silver in 55 kg while Sunil Kumar claimed bronze in the 87 kg category. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Delhi Capitals by one run at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Put into bat first, Gujarat Titans put up a strong total of 210 for 4 in their 20 overs, with Shubman Gill scoring 70, Josh Butler 52 and Washington Sundar 55. In reply, Delhi Capitals fought hard but fell short, finishing at 209 for 8 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.